Hello and welcome to an amazing opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, designed to help you understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. He's also a global educator on a mission to help you master your mind in order to master your life. If you'd love to learn how to invest your finances so that you can achieve financial freedom, then join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode titled Pay Yourself First. Before we get started, just know that if you'd love to access the show notes or find any of the links that are mentioned during the presentation, that you can access them in the episode description. And if today is your first time listening to the show, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show. That way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. John DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
It's been stated that less than 1% of the world's population become financially independent. And when I looked at the actual stats, of course, we have to look at what exactly is the definition of financial independence. Some people living on, $10,000 a year in some places, that could be financially independent, where it may be $1 million a year in other locations. But it's a small percentage, that's for certain. And I've watched people for many, many years now, at least 42 years, claim they want to be financially independent, but not obtain it. And I've been fascinated. Why is it that some people become wealthy and free and financially and have money work for them? And why other people struggle and work their whole life for money and become a slave? So I'd like to address that topic and share with you a very interesting principle of life and physics. And that is that just like if you don't fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, your day will fill up with low priority distractions that don't. Just like if you don't fill your day with challenges that inspire you to tackle, it will fill up with challenges that you don't want. So this is entropy. Entropy is the tendency to go from order to disorder. And anybody that's not bringing order to their life is going to end up in disorder. And the same thing with money. If you don't put your money into something that appreciates in value, an asset, invest it, and buy things that go up in value, and you keep buying things that go down in value, and keep buying consumables that depreciate, then instead of things that appreciating, you're going to buy things that depreciate, you're going to end up not having money work for you. You're going to be working your life for it. Now, if you work for a company and you pay Social Security taxes or other forms of taxes there, you're probably going to work the hardest. You're probably going to end up with the least because you have the most taxes. And now those are going to come back to you in some sort of Social Security or something later on. But minimally, but you're going to pay the most, have the least amount left over, and be told what you're worth, and you're probably going to have the least probability of saving a significant amount. You could develop a habit of saving anyway and putting it away and investing it, first get a little cushion of money of savings to cover emergencies, and then start buying companies or real estate or something. And you may think, well, I can't afford to do that, I no matter what. Well, that means that your hierarchy of values says that you have a higher priority on things that are consumables that you want to buy, and you're living beyond your means, and you're keeping yourself in debt possibly, and you're never going to save, never going to invest. But if you take a discretionary income and take some sort of amount and put it away and start buying assets, you'll start having money work for you. If you don't pay that first and you wait and try to pay that last, my experience is you're going to end up having a harder time building wealth and having it work for you. So I tell people to automate and take a portion of whatever you earn every week. I do it and take it and put it in buying assets. You know, you can go in and do a simple process and open up a money market account and have money transferred from your bank account into a money market account at some financial institution. And then you can have that stair-stepped into buying the S&P 500 in the United States or in another country, an ETF that allows you to get that, or something equivalent in your country. And just buy a disbursement of stocks, shares of companies that have proven themselves to be quality companies that serve greater numbers of people. And you can buy that in small increments once you open the account. You can buy that in small increments, just keep putting money in there, keep putting on there. If you do that and have that automated and you have it and it's just a habit, it's just like an unexpected bill and you just put it away, you will find that it will start to accumulate. But you have to make a commitment that you're not going to touch it. You're going to let compound interest and capital gains and dividends keep building and compounding. If you do that, you're going to pay less taxes. Every month you do that, you're going to pay less taxes. And I'm not against the taxes. I'm just saying that you will pay, you have legitimately reduced your taxes, because once you put your money in there, you only have to pay taxes on the money that comes in dividends, and unless you sell it. If you don't sell it and you just hold it and leave it there, it'll just keep compounding and growing, which lowers your overall tax bracket, and well, not bracket, but taxes that you're paying every month. So it makes it easier to get ahead financially. And it's a legitimate thing, and the governments support that because they have less to have to take care of in Social Security if you become independent. So you just take a portion of it, you automate it, you do it electronically, you put it into a brokerage company. You know, I use Schwab because it's the lowest prices, or Vanguard. Vanguard's a great company for that. And you just start buying assets, and they appreciate in value. Now, I've been doing that for 42 years, and all I can say is that it's worth it. It's so simple, it's ridiculous. You know, many people in the financial industry want you to think it's complex and want to scare you so they can get a hold of your money and get a percentage of it. But it's really simple to just have that set up. I mean, I could set it up in 15 minutes. You go to a discount broker like Schwab or whatever, and you say, I'd like to open up a money market account and the stair-step account into buying the S&P 500 equivalent. And it takes 15 minutes to sign two documents, and it's done, and it's, you've given them the bank account number, and it's transferred, and it's done, and it's over with. And then you just, every single week, money's transferred over there. Your job is to go and serve people, do what you do to earn the income, and it's going to automate and do a amount of savings and in investing. And you first fill up a little bit of savings cushion, and then you just keep buying in assets. If you pay yourself first, that way, electronically, and it's automated, out of sight, out of mind, you won't miss it, and you'll end up with having it accumulate. You just got to promise not to touch it, and don't allow temporary emergencies to stop you, and make that the habit. Once you make a habit of it, it's not how much you save, it's the habit of it, and then try to increase it. That's what I did. I just increased it. Every quarter, I increased it a little bit more. I just kept increasing it. And after a while, it was a substantial amount of money that kept coming in. And when I managed money wisely, I got more money to manage. It was amazing. The more I valued myself, the more people valued me, and the more opportunities came into my life, and more ways of getting income, and more creative ideas. Because I felt more, as it was starting to accumulate, I my anxieties about economics subsided, and the creativity, your executive function comes online, and you're not in your amygdala, and you're more creative and more inspired by your work. You're doing it because you love to, not because you have to after a while. And then what's interesting is you, by paying yourself first, you don't have entropy. You don't have unexpected bills. I tell people, whatever the amount of unexpected bills are per month, go find out how much it is. Take that amount and just stick it into savings and investments every single week. And if you do, you'll find your unexpected drop. And it's quite interesting. The unexpected bills in your business are basically symptoms letting you know how much you could be saving and investing. And it's trying to do, because when you bring order to things, you have less disorder. If you don't fill your day with high priority actions, it fills up with low priority distractions. If you don't put money into assets, it ends up getting destroyed by unexpected cost and liabilities and depreciable things. And when you have wealth building accumulating and you're now having, you know, you're becoming a master of money instead of its slave, you liberate yourself from a lot of the crazies that people are forced in. And they're self-imposed crazies that they create because they live on zero. It's like driving a car with very little gas in it. So there's an anxiety there. If you got a full tank, you don't have that anxiety. As you accumulate some wealth, you don't have that anxiety as much. And then it reduces it. And the volatilities in your business, as the wealth goes up, the volatilities calm down. So you end up with more income and more stability. And there's just so many things. And then as you do, the associations, the opportunities, the ideas that come into your life go up with it. You know, when you have $10 saved, you get to hang out with 10 heirs. You get $100 saved, hang out with 100 heirs. 1,000, 1,000 heirs. A million, millionaires. A decamillion, a decamillion. And each one you get to associate with, they give more ideas of how to be more efficient at generating income and investing in building wealth. It's a progressive game. And it's just a matter of starting by paying yourself first. And so often people say, well, I can't afford it. I've got bills and like that. I said, well, stop and do an inventory on your bills and take a look at what you're spending your money on and make sure it's really priority. Because if you don't, you may go your whole life working for money and be a slave all your life. But all I know is that most people, when they really look and they did even a trivial budget, they can find a little extra to save and find out maybe if I did this, I'd have an extra $50 or $100 or $1,000 or whatever to set aside. I have yet to find somebody that can't do it. I had a young boy in South Africa that didn't make but 60 cents a day stacking mud bricks. And he figured a way of saving 15 cents a day. I mean, that was amazing. He saved 25% of his income and started to build his wealth that way. And it was quite interesting. So it doesn't matter how much you make. It matters how you manage what you make. And you can take whatever you make and take a portion of it and stick it aside. And people say, well, when I get extra, I'll then do it. No, you do it. You get extra. When you manage money wise, you get more money to manage. So you just set it aside and buy assets. And if you buy the stock index, you know, you have the least amount of costs, the least amount of decisions. There's nothing you really have to do. And it will grow at a compounding rate of a decent rate. It'll grow 6, 7, 8, 9%, 10%, depending on the fluctuations, probably average about 8%. And that means your money's going to double every 9 years, and it's just going to keep growing. And then you're rewarded by doing that. And compound interest after, you know, the first 10 years, it's moderate. But as it gets going, it starts compounding on compounding. And it becomes enormously productive. And then it starts working for you. All you have to do is save first and invest first. And when I save, I mean start with a savings and build up a cushion until you have about 3 months to 6 months of capital that's there for emergencies. And then just put and buy assets. Buy quality companies. Don't try to time the market. Don't try to get rich quick. You know, don't waste your time on gambling and speculating and thinking you're smarter than the market. You know, the efficient market theory will probably outwit you. And it's wiser to just buy the market. Just keep buying the market. You know, Warren Buffett and Charlie have been doing that for years, and they accumulated wealth, and there's a lot of wisdom in what they have to say. And keep it simple. But just do it. And allow it to work for you by paying yourself first. If you do that, it will accumulate. And if you don't touch it, allow it to do it. Don't allow emergencies and don't rescue yourself. Just if you come up with a challenge and there's a little bit of less income or whatever, figure out a way of going and be of service to people. It's wiser to go out and do something of service to people and generate more income than it is to rob your savings or get in debt.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a 2-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
You know, the banks love to get you in a house because it's a mortgage for 30 years or 25 years that you're now paying debt. They love to get you in a car because every 5 years you got to get another one. And they love to put you in a credit card because they give you pleasure by buying, but then 30 days later they give you pain. And as long as you separate pleasure from pain, you'll get in your amygdala, you'll become more addicted to buying, and you'll become a consumer, and you'll get further in debt. And the average person on credit cards has a debt of about 1/10 of whatever they make in a year on credit card running over and over again. And that's the most insane thing that people could do, is keep themselves in debt and pay high prices on the interest on that. And it's just foolish. You know, if you can't pay off the credit card every single month on time, get rid of it. And, when I grew up, we had a layaway plan. You wanted something, you paid up front, and when it's all paid off, you get it. It was not immediate gratification. It wasn't you get it now and pay later. You paid now and got it later. And that was way, way more productive. Now, it may be slower to the economy, but the people that are not too bright with wealth building, that keep buying things and keep getting themselves in debt, a smart person goes and finds out what people are buying out there and buys stock in that and gets the return on that and gets wealthy off the people who are foolish. And, they don't learn their lesson, and they get distressed and they age from it. And then they pay themselves last. In fact, they don't even pay themselves. And then they don't pay their taxes. And then they're a burden on society. And that's not the way to be in the long run. You want to make a contribution to society. And you do that by earning and managing money wisely, living within budget. I mean, we see what happens in governments if they keep getting further in debt. And that's foolishness. And that's a reflection of the people. And the individuals that get in debt, they vote for people that get in debt. And that whole thing compounds. And, we call that the economy, which I think it's wiser to basically take a portion of whatever you earn and live within your means, take a portion of it, save it, invest it, start buying assets. And then what happens as the assets grow, you now give yourself permission to raise your lifestyle. You know, I always say, don't ever raise your lifestyle unless you raise your savings and taxes equal amounts. That's been my policy. And I, as a result of that, I gradually now have amazing lifestyle, but it's because I make way more money. The passive income way exceeds my lifestyle many times. So then I earned it. I don't have to even think about it. But it's basically because I was patient and deferred gratification. See, deferred gratification builds wealth, and immediate gratification destroys it. And people that can't get past immediate gratification let their little Freudian id run their life, which makes them an idiot, and makes the impulses and instincts run their life, and they live like an animal. They don't get wealthy. Not a lot of animals do. But the human that has an executive function, that has reason, and has deferred gratification, that has strategies, and has patience, and follows that strategy, they're the ones on top of the world. They're the ones that rule. And if you look at society, you'll see that there's more advantages. If you work and own your own company, you get more tax advantages. And if you actually invest, you get the most tax advantages. So I basically put all of my money into investments. And then I have my very little tax that I have to pay. And legitimately, because I'm not using up and paying it as I go and being a consumer. And then what happens is it allows me to have the lifestyle that I want. And it's just a little patience. And people say, well, you never know. You know, you could die tomorrow. And I said, well, that's true, but you might not. You have the odds of living. So in the process of doing that, it's wiser to pay yourself first. The wealthy pay themselves first. The poor pay themselves last. If you look at the actual ways that people who pay themselves last, they pay their bills. They pay their lifestyle, right? And excessive. They then pay debts. They get behind on taxes. They get behind on, they don't have any savings. And they get further into debt. They pay themselves last. People are smart, they pay themselves first, they pay their taxes, they pay their bills and priority, and they budget their lifestyle, and they keep it simple, and then they allow their lifestyle to grow as their wealth goes, a certain percentage of it. So if you're growing and you're earning 8%, you say, okay, now I've earned a right to have an extra 1%, another 1% year by year to grow my lifestyle. I'm patient, I'm methodical, and I will have a crescendo of a lifestyle through my life, instead of what most people do is have a decrescendo. They paid themselves last, and later on in their life, their kids are having to take care of them. They're having to downsize their place. They're having to live on a budget, to governments having to take care of them. And then cost of healthcare too high, and they now they burden their family. So care enough to have a foresight enough to pay yourself first and buy assets and learn the difference. If you're not studying about wealth building, it's not important to you. If it is, you'll be learning about it. And there's a lot of stuff that's misinformation out there that's about get rich quick. Don't waste your time on that. You know, read things that are really about wealth building. You know, there's a friend of mine, there's a gentleman named Charles Ellis who wrote a book called The Winning is a Loser's Game. Great little book. And he was more sound and more grounded about how to build wealth and more patient. And people like that are real, they care. Jack Bogle, when he created Vanguard, was designed for that. But there's a lot of people out there that are just leveraging off your money, taking advantage of it because of foolishness. Put your money where it's going to be the least amount of erosion, most amount of return, so it works for you. Pay yourself first and give yourself permission to be in the 1% if you want. And then try your best to pass the torch to other people and exemplify what's possible to others so that 1% becomes 2%, 3% further. Anyway, that's my message today. And that's one of the reasons I teach the breakthrough experience, because in there, I teach people how to value themselves, how to dissolve all the emotional baggage that they carry around, and how to get prioritized on their life. And when I teach them how to prioritize their life and to delegate lower priority things and get onto higher priority things, their self-worth goes up and their income goes up and their wealth now can begin. So that's why I tell people to come to the breakthrough experience too, because it's the first starting point on paying themselves first, valuing themselves, and moving in the direction of having mastery over money instead of slavery.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then follow The DeMartini Show now so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to the website drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on the blog and free training that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab, which is on the homepage of the website. If you'd love to speak to a member of the DeMartini team, then use the online chat function on the website. We'd love to get to know you and to understand what you'd love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. Just a reminder, if you're ready to take action and transform your life today, if you're ready to do the work, then join Dr. John DeMartini at his weekend seminar, The Breakthrough Experience. To find out more about the program, go to demartini.fm/seminar. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused on your goals and dreams and stay inspired.